We continue with the day's top business news here on Money Talk with MoneyWeb. The time now is 19 minutes past 7. We turn our focus to job losses in the mining sector. It's reported that job losses in that industry are close to the 50,000 mark. Chief Economist at the Chamber of Mines, Henk Langenhoven, joins us on the line now. Welcome to Money Talk, sir.
Thank you. Evening to me.
Henk, paint a picture for us about job losses in the mining sector.
To me, if you look over the last 2 years, we lost about 40,000 people, as a matter of fact, about 36,000. But that gives you a monthly average of 1,500. Mm. The last 12 months was only 350 a month, which is still horrific, but it is just clearly showing that there is a slowdown in job losses. And it's probably pointing towards the bottom of a cycle in terms of jobs, and hopefully then eventually a better situation in mining.
What does this mean then for the mining industry in its entirety?
It's a whole sequence of events, and one has to understand where this fits. Mm-hmm. The first thing, of course, is economic growth worldwide. And if you look at the latest data that, for example, came out of China, it is a little bit more positive. Commodity prices are hopefully not going to drop further. We know there's a lot of instability, but they have edged up. And if you look at what the Reserve Bank says about it, then it looks hopeful. The next thing, of course, is production. And we saw production came out a week or two ago. Overall, the year was about 2.3% better than the previous year. Mm. In other words, the first two months. But if you analyze it, you still get a minus 3. But, I mean, last year on 2015 was minus 4.5.
Yeah.
So several of these indicators are telling us that the rate of decline is slowing down. Employment is the next one that one would look for.
Mm.
And, of course, profits reported by mining companies in the last quarter of last year was certainly better than the previous 10 quarters that if you look at it on averages. It's very low and it's very unstable, but it looks, if you look at the trend lines, it looks as if we're nearing a bottom or slight improvement.
That is good news. And the recent positive mining output and sales figures, how are they likely to help turn the situation around? Or is it too early to even ask that question?
Very early, but mm. I mean, as economists, we always look for the indicator that tells us that either the slowdown, well, that's what growth is. You either look for improvement or you look for a decline that slows down or less. And this is what we've seen. Hopefully, economic growth worldwide will continue. Commodity prices will edge up slowly, and it's very differentiated. If you look at iron ore, for example, versus gold versus platinum versus they all have their own patterns that translated through the dollar exchange mm-hmm. and dollar exchange, then gives you very varied results on our side, but which determines the profits landed by the different industries in the mining sector.
Right. What then is expected going forward with regards to job losses in the mining sector? Do we expect this trend where the industry is bleeding jobs to continue?
I suspect it will go on a little bit more, but hopefully it will stabilize at a not much, much lower level than we are now. Remember, structurally, gold, for example, which was the biggest employer for a long time, they are mining just lower and lower grade, so they have to go much deeper, much higher costs, platinum has similar cost pressures overall in the mining sector are actually quite severe. If you look at the latest PPI, the production price index that came out.
Yes.
The highest level there is still, the highest rate is still, for example, electricity.
Mm.
And transport and logistics cost for the mining sector is nearly 50% of our cost. Now, just think about oil and harbor cost. The pressures from underneath that squeezes the profits are actually very high.
Lastly, Henk, where does that put wage negotiations and wage settlements if the industry is still clearly struggling?
I think the understanding that we have to survive, both parties, the companies and labor, is so important. We are completely exposed to what happens worldwide in terms of what we're earning, because we export virtually everything that we produce, and the cost pressures domestically, a lot of it we have no control over. Prudency on the company side, and I would think sensibility on labor side would help a lot.
Thank you so much for your input. Chief Economist at the Chamber of Mines, Henk Langenoven, on Money Talk with MoneyWeb, discussing job losses in the mining industry.